ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
That although he wanted a son so that he would have the pleasure of having a son, the son would also cause him much distress. But he was thinking that my distress could not be any greater than it is now. I'm so distressed that I don't have any son. I can't imagine anything worse than this. So he thought, let me somehow bring a solution to the problem that he knows. And that will be, whatever inconvenience is caused by that, then it won't be as bad as having no son. This is the typical materialistic way of thinking. One always thinks that whatever problem I have, let me try to solve it. But as Prahlad Maharaj points out, the solution is usually worse than the original problem. So that's material one. You go to so much trouble, that in itself is another problem. Simply to create another kind of problem, which is in many cases worse than the original problem. And going through varieties of problems is the fun of material one. The pleasure is in hope. We're always hoping that it will be better tomorrow. Every tomorrow, a brighter tomorrow. They are hoping. Prahlad Maharaj has described this kind of hope as durash, bad hope, unreasonable hope, hope against hope. We have seen that everyone is suffering in this material world, and we ourselves have personally experienced it. But still we are hopeful. I'll just make some adjustments because they do not know that the actual form of the life is Vishnu. Therefore they are hoping against hope that by making some adjustment this way, that way, and the other way will be happy. But they don't know that you don't have to make many, many adjustments. Only one adjustment. The one adjustment is that we should simply accept ourselves as the servants of Krishna, the Supreme Minister. Jeev Krishna Das, Ivishas, Kalve, Ta, Arbukana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in a little sutra. If we simply understand that I am Jiva, I am not the enjoyer, I am the body. I am simply the passenger in the chariot of the body. I am living in the jiva atma. Jiva Krishna Das, Ivishas, Kalve, Ta, Arbukana. And simply we have to accept this fact and then No more problem. We are giving a very big promise in Krishna consciousness. So there will be no more problem. People are thinking, is it possible? Does that mean that in the hot season, people will be walking around defiling me, or that there will be no more heat in the hot season? Does this mean that everyone will finally realize how wonderful I am and serve me in all ways? Does this mean that I won't have to go to the gym to lose weight, I'll just automatically become thinner? Or in the case of those who are thin, they won't have to go to the gym to try and put on weight, they'll automatically come. What does it mean that by taking the Krishna consciousness you can solve all problems? It doesn't seem to be realistic, but it is realistic. It means that going back to Godhead to stay with Krishna eternally, in a life of eternal bliss. And as far as the problems here, sees them as insignificant. As far as the problems here, they may remain, but one sees them as insignificant. What may seem to be big, big problems, when we take to Krishna consciousness, we can simply laugh. Prabhupada wrote in his Vrindavan Bhajan, probably wrote in Vrindavan, that I struggle all my life for money, and here I'm sitting in Vrindavan, I have no money. And therefore, my relatives are not very satisfied with me. They think, what a useless fellow. Considering all this, I am simply laughing. The devotee can laugh, the others will cry. But that is the gift of Krishna consciousness. That he sees everything in proper perspective. In proper perspective. I think. At the moment, we are seeing the universe or the world with ourselves in the center. Each individual sees himself as the center of existence. And he experiences harsh and short jubilation and lamentation in terms of the interactions of material nature with what he considers to be himself, namely his body and his mind. He perceives this world in terms of the happiness and distress given by material nature according to what he considers to be himself, namely the material body. Therefore he considers if this body, in the name of this body there is a bank account with 1 crore rupees, then he thinks no, I'm not. And just like we see in the case of Chitraketu, if he has a crore rupees in the bank and it all goes away, just like his son went away, then he thinks no, I'm son. Because he's seeing the universe as a place for his own enjoyment, again, considering himself to be the body. And because the nature of this material world is that it is full of distress, therefore his hope to be happy is always frustrated. The Krishna consciousness means that adjustment by which we change the perspective from which we see the universe. Krishna consciousness means to see the universe the way Krishna sees, not trying to take the position of Krishna, which is impossible. Understanding the universe as Krishna explains it to them. In other words, understanding that everything in the universe, including myself, is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. Isharashtavidamsarvam. Everything here is under the control of the Supreme Controller. Isharashtavidamsarvam. What's the next one?
Yatkincha.
So we are in this world, but it is actually meant for the pleasure of Krishna, not ourselves. And we should live in this world taking what we require for the maintenance of the body, but not trying to exploit it. Chitraketu had not yet come to this platform of consciousness. He was thinking that, I want to enjoy, but without a son, how can I enjoy? And he was thinking, in any way, if I can get a son, then I will be there. He couldn't understand, he couldn't imagine that having a son could in any way possibly be a cause of distress. He was blinded by Maya. He was thinking that, well, even if I get a son and he's a rascal, it's better than having no son. He couldn't imagine how Angira Muni's prediction that the son would be the cause of his lamentation, he couldn't imagine which form that lamentation would be. He just couldn't imagine that his son would die young. Sometimes we say something, it's unthinkable, but the unthinkable regularly takes place. To give an example, there are so many from the news, if you waste your time reading it. To give an example from the news, if you want to waste your time reading it. But some of it is so prominent that even if you don't read the news, maybe you get to hear about it. So one day, specifically on September the 11th of this year, many New Yorkers were going to work, as usual, sitting in the World Trade Center, busy at work. It was unthinkable that a plane would come through the window. See, that no one thought that could happen, but it did. No one thought that where the World Trade Center previously was, there would be a big hole. But there is. You never thought of that. Some Arabs did. They thought about it before you could think about it. They were smarter than you about it. But this is the nature of life. We never think. We hear about bad things happening to other people and we never think it can happen to us. Even the most common thing that we all have to die, somehow or other we think, yeah, it'll be after some time. This Yudhishthira Maharaja's very intelligent answer to the Yaksha, who was actually his father. When the Yaksha asked, what is the most wonderful thing? What is the most ascharyamaya? Now, if we consider Yudhishthira Maharaj, he had seen many things. As the emperor of the world, he had seen and experienced many things. And due to his good tendency to associate with sadhus, he had heard many things from many great rishis. And even Arjuna had been to the heavenly planets. So he was highly experienced in the affairs of the world and highly intelligent also. Yet he thought that the most amazing thing in the universe is something which is present among all of us all the time. That is the that everyone has experience of others dying, but still they themselves do not consider that I have to die. This is mine. We never think it will happen to us. Just like the Americans, they thought terrorism, this is something somewhere else, not in America. Now they were afraid even to open up and wet up with an envelope. And in due course of time, they'll forget, actually very quickly, because we want to enjoy. And the desire to enjoy makes us forget, even if we've personally experienced suffering. Prabhupada gave the example that a woman at the time of giving birth vows, I will never have any more children. It's too painful. It is the greatest pain in the natural sequence. So I was told by the doctor, you can also say, you said that for men the worst pain is toothache, and for women childbirth. There's no greater natural pain than this. But they do, they have more children, because the pleasure of sex life is enjoyed now. And then the childbirth that comes later. So anyway, that will be later. This is the nature of mind that causes us always to hope for happiness, even though even the endeavor for happiness in this material world simply results in lamentation. Whatever happiness we get in this material world is very flickering, it's very insignificant, and it's accompanied by an improportionate amount of distress. The conclusion is one should give up what is for sense gratification and surrender to Krishna. That's the conclusion of everyone's Hare
Krishna.
Any question about this? Comments?
I heard that Mahabharata is meant for all I have.
How does this come to the class? I quoted a verse from it. Is anything to do with the class? Directly? Prabhupada used to like questions about the class. Trying to discuss one subject thoroughly. And then there may be Ishta Goshtis also when various questions are discussed. There are no other questions because this is not discussed this question.
According to the Shastras, one will go to the Godhead only when he marries, that is there. But saint, becoming a saint also is there. Without getting married,
connected to the class. We don't have any questions in the class. Yeah, according to Shastras, the Karma Kandiya section, one should get married. Otherwise, you are not only you, but your forefathers also go to hell. Not only have you get married, but you have to have a son. That Prabhupada was quoting in the Prabhupada you read yesterday. Putrate kriyate bharya, putra pinda prayojana. But one marries for the sake of having a son, and then the son he has to offer the pindam. So that's only part of karma kanda. That is really. However, on the path of bhakti, all these considerations are transcended by the mercy of Krishna. Devashi bhutakta yudam vitrinam nakinkaram nayamani charajam sarvatmana yasharanam shramam katomukandam manihityakartam. The Bhagavata stated that everyone has different kinds of deaths, specifically five kinds, to the demigods, through whose agency we receive heat, light, water, and all things required, to the rishis, who give us direction for living, you know, life, to other human beings, because man is a social animal, and we are living an interdependent social life, to the pitris, or the forefathers, through whose agency we receive this body, and to many other living beings, such as cows from whom we take milk, and the bull who plows the land, and so on. So one has many kinds of debts. One fulfills the debts of the forefathers by getting married and having a son, which is why Chitraketu was very anxious to have a son. However, this verse states that if one fully surrenders to Mukunda, then he's no longer a debtor to anyone. So in Krishna conscious, one may take to sannyas directly without getting married on this consideration. And even on the path of jnana, we see that Shankaracharya took sannyas without getting married. And it's stated by Krishna in Gita, jnanam vipatta karmanam. By the fire of jnana, the karmas are burned up. Although actually jnana means to understand one's relationship with Krishna. Then, the question? Mahabharata?
Yes, I heard Mahabharata meant for Purushottamas, and I read actually the Bhagavata, Dalidasam.
Included
by Bhagavata.
Bhagavata is included in Mahabharata.
Then anybody can read.
No, Mahabharata was not specifically meant for Purushottamas. We don't find that statement. In Bhagavata, it's written that Sri Shudra Bijabandhanam trying away the Gocharan, because the women Shudra class and the foreign so-called members of the Brahmin class are not fit for studying the Vedas. Therefore, in Vyas, by the Mahabharata, which is considered the fifth Veda for women, but the essence of the Mahabharata is the Bhagavad Gita. That Sara is meant for many interesting stories that may attract people who are not on a very deep philosophical level, although there's plenty of philosophy in there also. We see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even as a sannyasi, was quoting Mahabharata in part of the Gita portion, so it's not that it's limited only to Grihasthas. It's an important literature. It's not as important as the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the topmost of the literature. That's all right. You have to understand one of the instructions and follow them. What is a stupid question and don't bother? Seems to. Is it? It is not worth asking them. Don't ask. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.
Yeah.
Srimad Bhagavatam.